Scumbuster, Lockie Lennon, Book 2. Written by Tim Winton and read by Orlando Schwert. Lockie Lennon bolted to the top of the dune and stopped dead. He dropped his board and towel without a glance. He didn't wipe the sweat from his face or the flies from his heaving chest. All he could do was breathe and look. The rumours were for real. The sea was fairly pumping. Out in the sound, the granite islands exploded with white spray that hung in the air like fresh washing. The water was grey as the sky, and alive with huge bending swells that lined up regular as corduroy. They cracked against the headland, surged past the harbour, and charged into the bay. It was demented out there. Lockie felt the muscles twitching in his legs. He scratched his sun-streaked hair. His tan glistened with sweat. Down the beach, he saw a few kids from school still dressed and sitting nervously on their boards. They looked over at Lockie, waiting to see what he would do. He was the hottest grommet in town, and no one seriously expected that even he would get in the water today. Already, a couple of boats had broken moorings and come guts up on the beach. You'd have to be loony to go out in that lot. Foaming at the mouth. A rubber room candidate. Seriously impaired. Or at least, a bit uninformed about death. This was surf movie stuff. These were the kind of waves you drew in the back of your maths book. They shuddered into the bay and peeled off thunderously, hollow and dark and evil as sewer pipes. They hissed and rumbled and moaned. Oh, Lockie heard them all right. That was the language of the hospital and the graveyard. No, you'd have to be an idiot with a head like a shoebox. But he was still the same old Lockie, the human torpedo, the kid mothers referred to as that nice boy with the surfing addiction. Lockie stripped down to his orange Speedos, pulled on his board shorts, and grabbed his board. That's me, all right, he thought. Lockie Leonard, bloomin' stupido. He got to the water's edge as a beautiful lull came over the bay. Me luck's changing, he thought. After a losing streak longer than the Indian Pacific, things had turned around. He paddled out through the shore break in the strange calm and got out into deep water. No sweat. His luck was on the turn. First week of the summer holidays, and a cyclone makes a 2,000-kilometre detour down the coast and brings this. After a weird first year of high school, after losing your first and fabulous and only girlfriend, and going down in flames in front of the whole school, and being reduced to the level of the kind of person who sniffs bike seats for a thrill, something had to change.